This is Your Health Kit, practical hints and tips to improve your health and answer your medical questions, and might undo a few medical myths along the way. For KXRW and X-Ray FM, I'm Rebecca Hoffman, MD, your friendly neighborhood family doctor based in Vancouver, Washington. In today's talk, we'll take a look at dieting, specifically yo-yo dieting, and what that means to your health. You know how it is. We allow ourselves to gain a few pounds over winter with more treats and less exercise. Then we diet to lose those pounds in the spring to fit into our swimsuits. Back and forth every year, and often with a greater weight gain each cycle. Sounds like a lot of us, even normal. But is it a good idea? This pattern of weight on, weight off is known as weight cycling or yo-yo dieting. It may involve a few pounds or a lot of pounds, but how safe is it? Studies over the years have shown mixed results, some noting the dangers of cycling, others noting obesity alone is more dangerous than yo-yo dieting. To help us, let's talk about a taboo subject, fat. Fat has gotten a bad rap, yet fat is one of our body's best friends. Fat is not a storage facility to be loaded, unloaded, or shaved off, but in fact, fat is an active organ. Fat cushions our eyes and organs. Fat maintains body temperature. It provides a source of energy and helps regulate our appetite, and therefore helps us keep a stable weight. Fat is the basis of certain hormones like estrogen and testosterone. Fat makes its own hormones that affect how other organs and cells work, how they repair, and how we maintain nutritional balance. Some fictions. Yo-yo dieting does not lower your metabolism as thought in early animal studies, and it does not result in a change in your muscle-to-fat ratio. Some truths. The weight regained is distributed differently, with more belly fat. Belly fat is linked to cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Cycling suppresses parts of the immune system and increases inflammation. Current research is investigating whether yo-yo dieters are at higher risk of cancers and viruses as a result. So why do people yo-yo diet? Lots of reasons. Body image, stress eating, overeating or undereating in response to social expectations, or to avoid the known risks of obesity like heart attack, high blood pressure, arthritis, liver disease, and some cancers. At any given moment, about one-third of Americans are trying to lose weight. So let's talk diet and dietary fat. Fats may be your friend, but they must be the right fats. Briefly, fats break down into fatty acids, which our body uses for energy and other biological work. Of the fatty acids we need, two must come from food, omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. We need both. But the human body needs a higher amount of omega-3. Too much omega-6 leads to inflammation and heart disease. Naturally occurring fats are safest, like those found in meats and dairy, yep, that's butter, and certain plant-based fats, like olive oil. These are higher in the omega-3s. Man-made fats like vegetable oil and margarines are higher in the omega-6s. So why all this about fat? Those who eat the wrong kinds of fat, such as those found in processed foods, will end up with weight gain, not weight loss, and a higher risk of inflammation and disease. Once again, balance is the key. Yo-yo dieting is a sign of repeatedly trying but failing to maintain weight. To achieve balance, a commitment to lifestyle changes is required. Change to and stick with a healthy diet, which includes healthy fats, natural carbs with fiber like vegetables, and a moderate amount of protein. In the end, the risks of obesity are higher than the risks of repeated dieting. Stick with your plan, but be kind to yourself. And that's where a visit to your doctor comes in handy. Because when embarking on any diet program, it's a good idea to review your health and any risks and goals you need to consider. And that's your Health Kit tip for today. Yo-yo dieting is a sign that you are having difficulty maintaining your weight. Committing to a diet that includes healthy fats is part of keeping your weight stable. Remember, if you have questions about your health, check with your doctor, not a computer search engine. After all, your doctor cares about you and your health. For KXRW and X-Ray FM, I'm Dr. Hoffman. See you next time.